got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time we come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yeah, welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, November 10th, 2023, again, the day before Veterans Day. That's an interesting deal. I am joined by my special guest, Jacob Peterson. Very grateful to have you on the broadcast. Like I said before, couldn't think of or imagine anybody better. And so, you know, again, you are a combat veteran. I am a non-combat veteran, so I'm less of a man than you. Just kidding. That's the implication these days, because we're trending in kind of a SOCOM, Soldiers of Fortune direction, and that's not by accident. That's a different discussion, but I really appreciate you coming on the broadcast on such short notice, and so thank you again.
Yeah, my pleasure. Well, right before the break, I started talking about my taxes.
Yeah.
And we're talking about this insured society, mandatorily insured society that we live in. My taxes, I'll pay a CPA to use absolutely every legal lever that we can possibly use to pay as little as possible, because my first year of doing business was very difficult. And I only my total income was like $8,000. Mm-hmm. And I got taxed like $3,600.
Wow.
So I'm like, I made half of the poverty line, and you're going to tax me like 50% of my total income?
Yeah.
Right. So we're talking about overutilizing a system or abusing a system or whatever else, but, Our whole government, not only are we mandatorily insured, and it's just a giant parasite to our economy, our nation, and even our morals and ethics. Mm-hmm. But with our tax system, our entire tax system is completely based on the W-2 and making people who work regular jobs who don't know any better pay as much as they possibly can in taxes, and to make it as difficult as possible for to start a business. If you don't know what you're doing, it's easy to be scared of all of the taxes and everything and all of the regulations. And then if you don't do it right, well, they'll put you right out of your house.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where the balance lies when it comes to insurance and all of the, and taxes and everything else between doing your part and taking advantage of the system. But I'll say certainly with taxes, the people that should be paying the most taxes, these evil people who are using the system and using the economy and everything else to make their wealth, they have all of these ways to not pay taxes and all these levers. Mm-hmm. And I think if you want to be independent, it would be prudent to use the same ones. I can't necessarily blame the roofing guy for getting as much from the insurance as he can. However, recently my own dad put a roof on, and as part of the quote, he had to share what the insurance company was willing to pay, mm-hmm. and they simply said, well, that's what we're charging you.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
Right. And he
amazing.
Had to,
that's our number.
And so that's not honest. So all integrity should be the foundation of all of this, and I think it's the first thing that's lacking.
Yeah.
And many people will talk about the integrity of taxation or paying full taxes or this and that or the other. But what do you want to pay taxes for also? Because we live in a society where we have mass taxation absolutely without representation. So do I really want my tax dollars that I work for to fund anti-Christ agendas?
Yeah. You said a lot there. let's see if I can find the letter. I think it was Jefferson to Samuel Kercheval, and that was the quintessential example of excessive taxation. It's hyperbolic, but you compare that to today's America, and you just go, "Wow, he's being exaggerative." Jefferson is, for effect, and that's exactly the system that we have. Let me see if I can find it. Where is that? I'm sure I have it somewhere close at hand. Which one is that? Let's see. I can find it here. This one, maybe? Yeah, so it's Jefferson to Kercheval, Samuel Kercheval, July 12, 1816. And Jefferson writes, to preserve their independence, the people, well, he says, you know, backing up, he says, I am not among those who fear the people. They and not the rich are our dependents for continued freedom. And to preserve their independence, we must not let our rulers load us with perpetual debt. We must make our election between economy and liberty, or profusion and servitude. It sounds like Jefferson was listening to some of your videos. If we run into such debts as that we, you know, on that idea of economy and liberty or profusion and servitude, that's interesting. People should study that. If we run into such debts as that we must be taxed in our meat and in our drink, in our necessaries and our comforts, in our labors and our amusements, for our callings and our creeds, as the people of England are, interesting, our people, like them, must come to labor 16 hours in the 24, give the earnings of 15 of these to the government for their debts and daily expenses. And the 16th being insufficient to afford us bread, we must live as they now do, on oatmeal and potatoes, have no time to think, no means of calling the mismanagers to account, but be glad to obtain subsistence by hiring ourselves to rivet their chains on the necks of our fellow sufferers. There's more, but you know, that pretty much sums it up.
Well, and so an important part there, in my opinion, is no time to think. So
yeah,
the tyrants who want to rule us don't want people sitting and thinking about philosophy and how it applies to their government.
Yeah.
The average, you know, I say fairly often in some of these things that if people don't at first understand what I'm saying, I understand that, and I'm not trying to be derogatory to them when I try to explain it more simply, because the system is designed specifically for them not to understand that. You know, back in the day, Grandpa deserved respect because he knew how to do a whole lot of stuff in his 60 years because he did it. Now we have what segment of our population as an elder has never done anything except for flip a burger, pull a lever on a machine, or solder a microchip. Nothing against them. You have to do what you have to do to put food on the table. But what they've done is they've taken away your self-sufficiency, your ability to learn, your elasticity of your mind. And they've taken away your cares of what to think. So what they want is for the average person to go work a lot of hours. And when they get home, they want them to be completely satiated simply by inebriation and sex. Mm-hmm. And that's all they're going to sell, and that's all they're going to push. And then you see all of your social media, that's what they're pushing. All of my stuff gets shadow banned.
Yeah.
And yet, if I go to the search page on Instagram and I click on a knife I follow, I scroll the next pictures of a knife I follow, I scroll, the next one is absolute TNA, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. And it's just, you can't hardly do it. You can't hardly use the platform and find people, which was supposed to be the point of it, because mm-hmm. all you're going to get is what they want you to see and what they want you to be constantly thinking about.
Yep. And, think the whole time that it's your idea and consume as much time, as much of your time as possible, which Sean Parker admitted all those years ago. That's what we're trying to do, and give you a dopamine hit in the process of doing it. You're basically a rat on a little wheel, and if you don't object to it, then there you go.
And that also dulls the mind, and again goes and aids into these psyops. So your psychological warfare is being warred in the United States right now, and you're not as likely to notice these contradictions and problems and things if you don't have time to think anyways. And so it's more easy to be misled, especially when they use your heroes. Mm-hmm. John Adams says, because power corrupts, society's demand for moral authority and character increases as the importance of the position increases. Mm-hmm. So we have all of these politicians who clean up their public image or public figures. They clean up their public image because they need to do that to uphold, they feel they need to do that to uphold the position they have. We can talk about Tim Kennedy really quick here. The public persona that he gives off, or Rodney Taylor at Black Scout Survival, they're going to give off this Christian conservative persona, but the agendas that they're going to push are going to be for gun control and pro-government and everything else. And you look into their personal lives, and they're going to orgies, and they're doing X and Y and Z and all kinds of this nasty stuff. Tim Kennedy recently had that orgy scare with a UFC ring girl who had AIDS or whatever, and talks about it openly. And then, of course, we're going to have a society that's going to make all of those things okay, or even to worship those things, again, as you're going to see with your black rifle coffee type veterans and guys. And the veteran culture has been, debauchery has been marketed to them for so hard for so long,
mm-hmm.
For obvious reasons. So
again, if I could just interject quickly, that's one of the most delicate sorts of taboos. You listen to the Tim Kennedys, you're treading on sacred ground when you say things like, if you're not careful, you might not realize that you're just part of a gang or a cult. In a sense, because it's sort of a cliche, the what do you call it? The grooming process and the recruiting, that goes on from throughout the ranks of military to special forces to, contractor work and stuff like that. But we're not supposed to talk about that. And the Tim Kennedys will say, you're unpatriotic, you're un-American. You've done some great videos on this kind of stuff, just so people know. I mean, the other thing you were talking about earlier reminds me of your video, The Unspoken Downside to Attempt to Be a Jack of All Trades.
Right.
Very practical wisdom. I encourage people to go check out your YouTube channel, for example. And again, it's the Preppers Bunker Outdoors altogether. But, you know, you've done a couple of videos. Speaking of Tim Kennedy, you did the Tim the Commie Kennedy and USCCA video, and then a follow-up, Tim Kennedy, the anti-patriot.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, I mean, you are a combat veteran. You are one of the sky soldiers, so you're the unimpeachable witness in the discussion. So,
well, what they're doing, though, when they say you're not being patriotic, they're pushing one thing while meaning another. And one thing that I want people to think about, I guess especially on Veterans Day, is what does it mean to be patriotic and who are you patriotic to?
Because right.
If you stand as a Christian and put your hand over your heart and pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic for which it stands, you just pledged allegiance to your government. The Pledge of Allegiance was originally created by a socialist.
Yeah.
And the Pledge of Allegiance was recited with your right arm outstretched.
What? Yeah, absolutely.
So who can our allegiance actually be to? And so I talk to people who love America, which is a position that I would take or have taken my whole life. But when you break it down.
If I could just throw in a bit, everybody that listens to this broadcast knows, but for posterity's sake, you're talking about Francis Bellamy, who is the cousin of Edward Bellamy, the Fabian socialist who wrote the book Looking Backward. I would call it a heavily plagiarized work, or maybe it was a received work like Alice Bailey's stuff over at Lucius Trust. Francis Bellamy is a guy who is credited with the Pledge of Allegiance, which took us from it was part of the transition from a union of several states, or these United States, to the United States, and the concept of national socialism and all that kind of stuff, which is the undergirding of Nazi Germany. And to your point, that thing, that salute with the outstretched arm, was originally called the Bellamy Salute, and people can find that on Wikipedia.
It's amazing. It really is.
Yeah.
So when you love your nation, what do you mean? Okay, so with most people, if you ask, do you love your government? No.
Yeah.
Do you love all the people of your nation? No. Do you love your history? They'll say yes, but it's like, okay, well, let's talk about that. Let's look through this history. Do you actually love your history, or do you love what you think your history is,
and what you've been
your history to be,
and what you've been fed? Yeah.
Do you love the soil that you're standing on? Because that's pretty, you can love your own property or whatever else, but loving a nation because of the soil it's made out of would be pretty, and not very deep. Right. So what does it mean to say that you love your country? And, I have called myself before a recovering nationalist.
Yeah.
I would be the guy whose favorite colors are red, white, and blue. In fact, my favorite old pair of motorcycle gloves are a big old American flag. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that is so easily used against us.
Yep.
And they say, you know, your pledge. Oh, but it says one nation under God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is God?
And have we defined terms? Which God?
That's the point.
Yeah.
All these Christian churches with all of these trendy hymns singing some trendy little hymn where the vague God that they're singing to could be any God. It's indescript.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In God we trust is indescript.
Yeah. But the symbolism around In God We Trust is pretty provocative.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, on the currency. I guess we're headed into a break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back with my special guest, Jacob Peterson, right after this short break.
Do Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Welcome back.
Fish in the sea.
That's pretty esoterically perfect. Anyway, talking about the In God We Trust and the symbolism all around it. Which God exactly are we talking about? So again, I'm joined by my special guest, Jacob Peterson. Very grateful that you're on the broadcast. You're a solid dude, legit dude. How do I know? Because your YouTube videos don't have, you know, millions of views, even though they should. Somehow your content is not, you know, just doesn't have millions of views like it should, because you are peeling back the veneer and saying, you know, it seems like this or that is going on and maybe we should all look a little bit closer. They're not, you know, there's no provocateurism or, you know, You talk about honeypots in some of your videos and stuff. There's none of that stuff going on. It's just, you know, a regular down-to-earth guy saying, hey, let's not be crazy and live right and
yeah,
respect one another. And
well, you know, there's no money. There's not really money behind my channel.
Yeah.
Behind editing, behind education, behind knowing how to grab people's attention. Your mega church might be your mega church because they have a few college dudes who know how to get people emotional working the lights and the music, right?
Yeah.
And so I don't have any of that. I feel like, however, regardless of what I may lack and what I have time to do or the ability to do, we need to have some of these discussions. I want people to encourage people to think about things that they've automatically accepted. So, you know, it is what it is. To some degree, the algorithm is going to make you watch what they want you to watch. But on the flip side, there is an entertainment value that I certainly to some degree lack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But a lot of these guys who have this entertainment value, they don't have it because that's their skill or their specialty. They have it because somebody gifted them a professional.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's interesting. I've said this many times. You watch certain stuff and the production value and quality is not proportional to what right. is alleged, if that makes sense to people. I mean, right. you're watching something that has high production value and quality, and it's supposed to be some dude in a garage somewhere, and that's not how that works. I, you know, this broadcast has a YouTube channel. I've made one video in, I don't know, going on 20 years, 15, 16, 17 years, and it ain't easy. Yeah. I don't know, maybe it's easy for some people, and your point about the mega church and the college kids is well made, but it's not easy. And anybody that's, you know, tried to do stuff like what you do, I mean, you've made lots of videos. Anybody that's done that knows it ain't easy. And when it's made to look easy and it's just so seamless and so flawless, and there's a lot of stuff that goes into it that you, most people don't see that's in there. You have to wonder about that. Is that what's right. actually going on there? How is that possible?
Let's maybe get some people mad here. people get a little bit defensive here, but yeah. The absolute best example of that. And guys, you're going to have the most dangerous PSYOP to you. First off, when we talk about PSYOPs and being misled, you need to yeah. understand that we live in a culture where a government has existed for a very long time. Manipulation has existed for a very long time. Every year we get some new secret document released
yeah.
where the government's like, oh yeah, actually we did lie to everybody about this and this is what actually happened, but what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
So the number one thing to accept is that PSYOPs or manipulation of information for a specific reason has affected every single person. All of us, when it comes to history or anything else, and this is common sense to say it, but to actually, this is common sense to understand, but then when you understand it and you say it out loud or accept it, that's when the change comes. Like, you have been misled. Mm-hmm. I have been misled and lied to. There's not any person in this country who does not have a misconception on a important topic
mm-hmm.
yeah. purposefully. Okay, so
we're headed into a break. Can you
yeah
pause that thought? All right, we'll yeah. come back to that when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after the short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no.
How about an inward pass? Have you ever received an inward pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, you know, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Friday, November 10th, 2023. Again, it's the day before Veterans Day. And I really, we haven't talked about it much, but I appreciate the unimpeachable witness, my special guest, Jacob Peterson. And you know what? It sounds like maybe hopefully we can do this again sometime in the future and dive down into more what is undoubtedly controversial subject matter, at least to some, but really just to sort of talk about the truth and reality. Anyway, you were making a point. I said during the break a few times already, I want to tell folks where to find you and how to support your work. So what should we do first? You finish the point and then we...
Well, the easiest way to get in to see what's going on is my YouTube channel, The Prepper's Bunker Outdoors, by the same name on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Through that You know, you can generally have an idea of what's going on with survival and bushcraft classes that I'm teaching, where I'm going to be, or my knife brand, Exodus Knife and Tool, and what's going on with that. So that's the one place where that can bring kind of all the other stuff together.
Right on.
Right before we left here, I kind of mentioned that the first rule to PSYOPs is understanding that you'd been PSYOPed somewhere in your life. And so the reason that I wanted to bring that up, because before that we'd been talking about when production quality doesn't really match the financial output, I guess, right? So the guy in the garage making this absolutely professional grade video content, that takes a lot of money, but he has nothing to sell. It looks like he has 100 hours into something in 1 week, but he works a full-time job. Stuff doesn't add up, right? The biggest example of this I would give, and the reason I brought up the fact that we've all been PSYOPed is, I want to mention Alex Jones. Right. It gets people so mad, but you know, look, I like a lot of what the guy says. He's absolutely entertaining.
Sure.
But how many ultimate secret contacts do you think this guy has?
Yeah. Well, he talks about it himself. You know, his whole family is pretty spooky. So by his own admission.
Spooky is the right term there. So the most dangerous person is the person who has 95% of true information. Yep. But little Alex Jones, where does this guy get this information? Where does this show come from? Because I guarantee you it's not being funded by selling colloidal silver.
So
where's the power?
Yeah, the back to our discussion earlier in the first hour about what I referred to as a bifurcation fallacy, speaking of PSYOPs and the extremes with the truth in the middle, the answer, as he put it, to 1984 is not 1776, it's Exodus 18:21. So
yeah, I love it. So which brings me in, I talked about Trojan horses lately. We talked about Tim Kennedy. We've talked about all of this stuff. The response that I get constantly is united we stand, divided we fall, and this is why conservatives or this is why Christians can't win, because we're constantly infighting. I'm sure that everybody listening or anybody with a pulse has either heard this or potentially even said it.
Yeah.
But when it comes to a Trojan horse and information, how often do you think that the good guy acts like the bad guy to fit in and change the world? How often do we have the good guy being a Trojan horse in politics?
But we're told that's how life works. You know, that's the Rumsfeldian way. Sometimes I have to, you know, to get by in the world today, sometimes we have to cooperate with, you know, the people we wouldn't necessarily want as our neighbors. And so the enemy of my enemy is my friend and all that kind of garbage.
Right, but there's a difference between maybe cooperating and maybe being flexible on a few things and what you advertise yourself as.
Right.
You do not have good people advertising themselves as bad people.
Right.
To change bad people. And it wouldn't work if you did, because the bad people have absolutely no problem when you step out of line booting you out.
Yeah.
It's the bad people who are playing as good people who make huge waves and deceive many, many people. And so scripturally, whether it's the rotten apple or the wheat and the chaff, if you've got a wolf in sheep's clothing, if you've got a bad dude in your midst, you've got to get him out.
Yeah.
And so we have these guys who might say 90% of the right things, but in very specific instances, like Satan, they drop a little bit of knowledge or they twist something. Your Tim Kennedys, Evan Hafers, Rodney Taylors, Alex Jones, politicians, all of them. The devil's in the details. These guys are Trojan horses. You don't accept this and bring them in because they claim to be one of you. That's how you die, right? We have to separate good from evil. And if we have decided And you said that Tim Kennedy is low-hanging fruit. He absolutely is. You have to spend about 10 seconds looking into it before you hear him say, as a Second Amendment advocate for all of these companies, brands, the USCCA, you hear him say that gun ownership is not a right. Right? If that's your calling card, those red flags, they pop up really quick.
Yeah.
With Tim Kennedy, and yet he's every single ad that pops up with him, you'll get hundreds of comments making fun of the company and making fun of Tim Kennedy and calling him out for what he is, and yet he's still out there making money doing it.
I feel bad for the guy because I think he wants to be that hero archetype, but he knows he's a fraud and a coward for doing it.
I think a lot of people do. I think a lot of these guys have a bit of a moral dilemma. Their conscience is calling on them. And I think what you see when they start falling apart, when their minds start falling apart, they just start being wild, doing wild stuff, saying wild stuff. Mm-hmm. I think they start losing their mind.
Yeah.
I really do. I think it's some kind of Operation Mockingbird crap. But
the
other thing that I get all the time constantly is people saying, your videos are a downer. I'm not saying you're wrong, but where's the hope? What do we look for hope? Where's the hope? Give us some hope. If you are looking to me for hope, you are already lost. And the reason that we have these bad politicians and these heroes that are corrupt is because you want hope so badly that you'll give it to anyone who looks even potentially hopeful. But your faith should be in Christ alone, and your hope should be in Christ alone. So if you're looking for hope somewhere else, you're already susceptible to being used.
Preach it. Preach it, brother. I mean, that's it. That's the end of the broadcast. Mic drop. We're done. Just kidding.
So there's two levers. There's two levers to PSYOPs. It's hope and fear. Turn on the news. It's hope and fear. Yeah. And as long as you have a little bit of hope, you'll be the rat that keeps swimming and working his regular job and doing the regular thing and not changing anything because, somebody else is going to do it for me. I have hope in somebody else to do what I am responsible for.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you talk about this kind of stuff in your videos. I mean, that, again, I think that sort of echoes some of the stuff that you were saying in the unspoken downside to attempting to be a jack of all trades, for example, and how people will sort of, you're going to be this hardcore bushcraft, prepper guy. And then all of a sudden reality kicks in and you're like, well, man, I just got to go back and make a buck. And so I'll just sort of go along to get along. And, to your other point, if I could just go on a quick tangent before I forget, and we need to grab Mike in a second, but, to your point about the Mockingbird stuff, I wonder, there's so much, like you said, the first rule of PSYOPs, we realize you've been PSYOPed, and we all have been manipulated, or we've all been affected, like you said, by the manipulation of information. I would say, I remember it was about 10 years ago I started saying on this broadcast that we've all been subjected to trauma and trauma-based mind control to some extent, I think, in this society in one variety or another. And so when you start thinking about that, I mean, what you said earlier touched, I think, also on the charismatic stuff, the New Apostolic Reformation territory, and all these crazy people that are sounding more and more like Jim Jones and in terms of the leadership. And so, but, you keep having all these people like the Hillsong people who are dethroned in, the people that have been worshipped as leaders. And I wonder how many of those people, looking into their background, and this is just a tangent, but I wonder how many of them genuinely believe whatever persona they've projected is legit, only to maybe discover that they, because of some trauma, type stuff, they have kind of a fractured mind. And at some point, this other stuff is brought out in one way or another that sort of discredits them as a leader, but I think they genuinely believe these things. So I wonder the same, maybe in a different sort of fashion, maybe about the Tim Kennedys and the dilemma that they have, where maybe he believes a thing, but like you said, he's confronted obviously by his own cognitive dissonance. You know, you're saying this, and again, not to throw too many things out, but you know, on your video, Tim, the commie Kennedy and USCCA, you know, you mentioned the concept of rising tides raise all ships. And so if I didn't know better, you know, basically what you're doing is sort of reinforcing this mechanism that is creating more of the same while you're putting out this contradictory message. And so, you know, I wonder if he genuinely believes in this persona, but like you said, is sort of being confronted with the reality of what he's doing and, you know, how is that affecting his mind altogether? Anyway, that's a lot of stuff, but
it is, but you know, I think at a certain point, it is human nature to think that people are good.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, it is human nature for people to think that they are good.
Unless we read the Bible, of course.
Well, so a lot of people that say that they read the Bible, maybe they do think that they are good.
Yeah.
The reality is we are all, our nature is evil. Nobody deserves salvation. And
both Old and New Testament, there is none righteous, right. No, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
But Mary, anyways.
Yeah.
So anyways, so but when you think that you're generally a good person, which people think that they're a Christian if they think that they're a general good person, somehow those things have been conflated. But, you know, you become susceptible to thinking what you're doing is good. And so if we do not stay grounded in Scripture and grounded in Christ, it is easy to go and do evil in Christ's name or in any Amen. Other name and think that you're doing good. And there are going, the majority that say, Lord, Lord, are going to hear, depart from me, I never knew you, because their motivations were always false.
Yeah.
Because they don't think of themselves as a bad person. They think that they did all of this stuff in Christ's name, this, that, or the other.
Yeah.
And they think that they earned something. In fact, an entire Christian theology of salvation revolves around the act of choosing salvation. So we have to always be grounded in the reality of what we are and of what the word is. And the only way to beat these psyops is to be grounded in the word.
Amen. And again, that's a mic drop moment. I mean, yeah, you said it all right there. And, you know, again, I think of that question, who's in charge, who decides, you know, the reality that, like he said, like Jesus said, in that day, many will come and say, Lord, Lord, did we not do all these amazing things in your name? And so who's in charge? Who decides? You know, look at what I'm doing. Well, you know, who decides what the motivation is, or defining terms? You know, I'm a Christian. Really? By whose standard? By whose definition? Right. Because his is the only one that matters.
Right. Absolutely.
So, we should grab Mike before we run out of time here. Mike, we go to the phones. Mike in Kentucky.
I thought you were psyoping me saying Mike drop, Mike drop. Anyway.
Nope, not doing that.
I feel intimidated. But no, a couple of things on the insurance, which you talked about maybe, over an hour ago, but and the prepper
easy,
stuff.
Easy.
I think stepping back a little bit, it's just as important to be prepared to bug out, because as Hurricane Harvey, I think it was in Houston, showed, within 3 days of the power being out, things start blowing up.
But
and
so
you've got, you know, the chaos.
To interject
of distribution.
Briefly.
Yeah.
To interject briefly, I would ask where, you know, back in the 40s, Orwell, Eric Arthur Blair, wrote about cameras in the woods, and now everybody's got game cams in the woods and cell phones in the national parks and stuff. Interesting how that happened. So bug out to where?
Bolivia. I don't know. I mean, somewhere in the Southern Hemisphere, you know, so if you can run to the coast within a, you know, a tank of gas plus 5 gallons and hijack a gambling boat or something. I mean, you know, you have to have a leaderless group that would be willing to do this. Because you've got to escape North America.
I agree to a degree. I want to make a couple clarifications for general purposes. So generally, I think bugging out is more of a short-term solution, whereas freaking getting out of Dodge, right, is another one. So I don't disagree with you there. I want to add really quick that in Hawaii, in Maui, everybody was commanded to stay within the city limits,
yeah,
and the people who lived disobeyed and jumped the barrier, and essentially, in a small way, they bugged out, right? But they disobeyed and they weren't burnt alive.
We got potentially 99 Fukushima sites with downwind deadly plumes in some of these places within, you know, the rods stay hot for 6 years, and that's just the nuke industry. You start extrapolating that out, what blew up in Houston was a hydrogen peroxide plant, and they called it the Harvey flu for months. People were sick. So, I mean, you can choose to stay where you're at and hope you're not in a downwind, deadly, dead zone plume. But weather conditions will spread that around for a long time.
But, so you know, what happens, though, there's kind of a – it reminds me of Michael Lind's book, The Fourth American Revolution, I think it was, where I've talked about it, you know, the Brazilianization, Brazilianized enclaves. And so if you're going to somewhere in the Southern Hemisphere, are you just basically following like the Bush family to Venezuela or wherever the heck or something like that?
Well, supposedly there's a lot of elite with drop tanks on their Learjets that are going to escape to New Zealand. I don't know. But anyway, it's just something to consider in your options.
Yeah.
But the insurance game, it's probably been about 13 years ago. It was during the mortgage-backed security hiccup or whatever that was. And the radio host I was listening to, I think it was a couple, it was a black couple, and they were interviewing an insurance expert who said men should just drop all their insurance except for maybe a basic burial policy, because you could be very quickly in this situation more valuable dead than alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With all the insurance that people carry. And there's a product, I don't want to get specific, I'll be generic, product I've heard advertised on this network that has some crazy $35,000 warranty, or maybe it's a $100,000 warranty. And the only time you'd be able to claim that warranty is if your car was struck by lightning or something. Because in the type of thing that they're implying that they'll cover would be, you know, an EMP pulse type disaster. How are you going to get them to pay out on the warranty if your car, you know, ignition system doesn't work?
Interesting.
The EMP thing kills me, because when you get into the weeds of how it actually works, you know, it's going to attack power grids and stuff like that, but you're a detonated nuke at your specific elevation, the people who are affected by the things that everybody is afraid of are going to be vaporized. And outside of that, most things, electronics that aren't currently being used, won't be affected. And the amount that something is affected is based on the length of wire present in it. So more complicated is worse, but it gets oversold pretty hard. And the people who should be the most worried about their electronics stop working are probably going to be the ones who are dying of radiation or who got vaporized anyways.
The other factor, though, is in 1984, I think it was, G. Gordon Liddy got his reward for being thrown under the bus. He went on the speech circuit for, you know, $10,000 or whatever he was getting at the time per speech plus expenses. But he just plainly stated what he learned while he was on the National Security Council in the Nixon administration was that one guy with the right tools in an afternoon could take out the grid for literally months in the eastern United States. One guy. just because of what he, you know, was able to, and you can guess, I'm not going to say what it was he was doing, but one guy. Our infrastructure is so freaking vulnerable. You know, even just a sledgehammer can take out enough infrastructure to kill a lot of people in a city in just a few hours.
If you want to change something, you got to, and get people to think it's their idea, you got to tell them, you know, problem, and then, you know, foment a reaction and so on.
Well, anyway. They're not fixing it. There's stuff just housed in plastic that could take down communications for 3,000 people or something crazy. But anyway, so with that, I'll let you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Appreciate it.
My degree is actually in domestic terrorism and homeland security. And going through a lot of classes about our infrastructure and stuff, it's all designed to fail. And it's all so vulnerable. So
kind of like the Bretton Woods economy, designed to fail. Anyway,
right? Your EMP that takes out, people's cars. Well, that's not really a big deal. But when it takes out our vulnerable infrastructure for half of the country, people, just like they did in Texas, are going to die because their heat doesn't turn on.
Yeah,
in the winter.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Another call real quick while we have time. Chris of Virginia, late call. Jump on.
Hi, Chris in Virginia.
Hey. Good morning.
Yes. Thanks to the guests. Great job today. I wanted to mention the FBI going after this guy in New Jersey, the J6er, who he bugged out and went into the woods, and they're still looking for him, big manhunt and all that. I just wanted to, that's an escalation of, but I think that's one of the loudest, most real in our face problems today, is that all those J6 people are still in jail and still being harassed, apprehended. And I think it's the most Orwellian thing I've ever seen is to watch the news report on that, like that guy is some kind of violent criminal or something. But the main point I want to make is that is an escalation on our part, because I'm a J6er. So that's an escalation on our part of us fighting back. The fact that the guy ran and he's still not, they haven't got him yet. What are your thoughts on that whole?
My thought briefly is people need to take a step back, make sure they're, I don't know, how do you know when you're fully informed, but don't be self-targeting. Watch out for honeypots.
Big one.
Well, I mean, that was pretty innocent. We just went up there, man. I mean, a lot of people just went up there to, why the heck couldn't we go to D.C. and just be there?
So the other last thing I will say about this is, you know, I've talked a lot lately about Brian Michael Jenkins and terrorism. He says terrorism is theater. I say terrorism as theater. And so what happens when people see what you just talked about, Chris, they are basically sort of gelded and inured. Oh, I better not do anything like that, or associate myself or think like that or say those things.
On the flip side,
yeah,
they think that they can go out in the woods and live, and most people going out in the woods because they hear that all the time are just going to die within a couple days.
Yeah, we're out of time. Yeah, thank you, Jacob. Much appreciated.
Absolutely.
Folks, that'll do it. God bless.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.